And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Holt Dodge. Find them at HoltDodge.com. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Golan Sapel.
Let's see. Israel got them, and then they had to give it back, right? The Golan Sapel?
No, those are the Golan Heights. Fernando, you always keep up with Golan Sapel.
Yeah, we've lost touch.
I don't know that they've given it back either.
Congratulations to our buddy John Killian, who along with his son Sam joined us on the show last week to help raise money for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is what little Sam is battling. John finished the New York City Marathon on Sunday, his first marathon since that awful car accident last year with a drunk driver head-on I-30, which shattered his leg. He was wearing one of those halos around his leg in January, and 10 months later, he's running a marathon. Pretty amazing. He ran a very steady pace the entire way, and with the help of the P1s, he raised almost $50,000 for his cause.
All right.
There were, as usual, a few celebrities who ran the New York City Marathon. The best time was recorded by speed skater Apollo Anton Ono, who clocked an impressive 3:17. Softball legend Jenny Finch finished in 4 hours and 5 minutes. Hockey great and now 50-year-old Mark Messier ran a 4:14. And model Christy Turlington, a 4:20. And the always annoying Mario Lopez, a 4:23. We have breaking sports news this morning, the likes of which we haven't seen in almost 2 years. Tiger Woods atop a leaderboard. After the first round of the Australian Open, Tiger is currently sitting in first place. He shot a 5-under-67. Is he back?
Let's sit for a few more rounds.
Will he shoot a 77 today?
Yeah, maybe.
We have had way too many child abuse stories in the sports news lately. Jerry West, Frank Shorter, and of course Penn State. Maybe you can add another. Jackie McMullen has written a new book about Shaquille O'Neal, and in it, she details the severe beatings that Shaq's father, Sergeant Philip Harrison, used to administer to his son. Severe beatings with a belt that would disturb his mother greatly, and even an incident when Sarge punched Shaq in the face after he played poorly in a junior high game.
Shouldn't have played poorly.
In the book, Shaq says he still loves his father, but that he would never raise his kids in the same manner.
That's not getting much pub. Most of that is what he has to say about Kobe.
Yeah. Our athlete of the week here at Friday Morning Scatter Shooting is senior running back DJ Foster from Saguaro High School in Arizona.
Yo, what up, ladies? DJ Foster here.
Foster, in a playoff game last week, rushed for 508 yards and scored 10 touchdowns.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh!
No one has scored more than 10 touchdowns in a high school game in the nation in the last 40 years. And even more impressive, he gained the 508 yards on just 20 carries.
Wow.
That's quite an average.
Man. Okay, how bad does the team suck that he was playing against?
His school beat Peoria Sunrise High School 81-48. Honorable mention for Athlete of the Week goes to Tennessee kicker Derek Broaddus, a walk-on for the Vols who was not dressed for Saturday night's game against Middle Tennessee State. He was on his couch in his frat house. 50 minutes before kickoff, he gets a call from Vols coach Derek Dooley, who informs him that he needs to kick in the game because the other two kickers were injured. So a police escort got Broaddus to the game, where he made all of his extra points plus a field goal and was awarded the game ball.
That's so wild.
1 hour before kickoff, he's on the couch drinking beer. And by the way, Dooley after the game said an intoxicated Broaddus was better than no Broaddus. He's on his couch drinking a beer. He had no clue he was going to be kicking in front of 95,000 that night.
You think he's a legend on campus this
week? Oh, God. What a great story. Who is the most hated player in the NFL? According to a new poll conducted by the Nielsen folks, Mike Vick is the winner, or loser maybe in this case. Plexico Burress finished second. Big Ben finished third. Albert Haynesworth, now with Tampa Bay, was fourth. And Jay Cutler, fifth. Then in the most hated poll, this is by the fans, Ocho Cinco was sixth. Vince Young, seventh.
Vince Young.
Carson Palmer, 8th. Tony Romo, 9th. One spot ahead of 10th place Jeremy Shockey.
Michael Crabtree.
He's hated.
So the fans hate him because he's Cowboys quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, for some reason, players don't like him. You know, and that, was it Sports Illustrated does that poll of most mm-hmm. overrated players? He is always...
He was number one, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, he's always one or two.
Football. Does it just go with the territory when your Cowboys quarterback was... But was Roger, Troy, were they most hated?
No.
They never made most hated lists, did they?
I don't think so.
So there's something else at work there.
Right.
The celebrity thing, or...
And I'm assuming that's why... Players think that he's overrated or he becomes most hated because they feel like everyone else thinks he's so great.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a reaction thing.
Right. Officials at the Chattanooga Metropolitan Airport felt the need for professional guidance on rebranding their facility, as one put it, carrying it into the modern era. So officials at the Chattanooga Metropolitan Airport hired the creative talents of Big Communications of Birmingham, Alabama, to help rename their facility. Big's suggestion? Chattanooga Airport.
Oh, see, I hate it when people pay $50,000 to some outside group to come up with something.
But this is simple yet complex, our solution to this.
And no doubt it was delivered to them in some big presentation in a mm-hmm. conference room by a guy wearing a sweater and, mm-hmm. and a mock turtleneck and little black glasses. And
it took 2 hours.
Yeah, had his little Mac, you know, keynote address.
Our studies find that Chattanooga Metropolitan Airport was just too cumbersome. That's why we've refined it and brought it into the new age as Chattanooga Airport.
It really says it all about airports.
This guy is in line at the grocery store about to check out when a young lady gets in line behind him. She starts unloading her cart onto the conveyor belt. She has a head of lettuce, a six-pack of beer, some chicken, and some spices. He looks at the items inquisitively, then looks at the woman and says, "I bet you're single." The woman is a bit taken aback and shocked by this guy's amazing perception and says, "Wow, you're right. How did you know that?" The guy says, "Because you're ugly."
Oh, my gosh.
That's so harsh.
That's Friday morning scatter shooting, your news, weather, and traffic source.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday morning scatter shooting.